Oh. Hello. Hello. Hey. Hey, you. You know, I'm still recovering from being booed for where I live. It's hard to let it go. How would you feel?
Honestly. It's all right.
Think about it. How would you feel? How would you feel if somebody did that to you? How would you feel? How would you feel if somebody did this?
It's very hurtful. It's a very hurtful thing you guys did. You should be really sorry.
Especially, you know, because I got to know more about Brooklyn this last time. Brooklyn is a huge place. It's enormous. It's like it's a sprawl of neighborhoods, all kind of different, and there's parts of Brooklyn that are like neighborhoods with houses, and then other parts that are more urban, like New York City. And it's a really amazing sort of conglomeration of people and cultures, and it's really amazing, and it reminds me of Los Angeles in a way. Yeah, well,
there's a snake's tail right there.
It reminds me of Los Angeles with really terrible weather. That's what it reminds me of. Reminds me of Los Angeles where you would actually pay $700 a month for your heating bill. That's what it reminds me of. But, it reminds me of Los Angeles, but you don't pay $13 for a pack of cigarettes. That's another thing. Sort of like Los Angeles in that way.
But $8, though.
Oh, $8, sorry.
Something like that?
I'm not a smoker. I
really am, but
I have no idea. That's not so bad in Brooklyn, perhaps. I don't know.
Yeah, it's $1 cheaper.
Anyway, I really like it here, okay? I just want you to know that. It's always a great, I mean, really, honestly, it's a great privilege and a pleasure to come to New York, as it's always been. I grew up in Massachusetts with Jason, grew up up there. Bob is a native New Yorker, so.
He's not as thrilled as we were to come here, Bob. Remember the first time coming down FDR Drive with you driving, dude?
Oh, I loved it.
It was fucked up.
Man, when we would come down the FDR back in, like, you know, 90, 89, 90. I would take my parents' station wagon from Massachusetts, and actually with Dinosaur too, we would load up our parents' station wagons and come down to the Bowery, and there would be like homeless guys trying to beat each other with pipes in the middle of the street. It was just like, yeah, fuck yeah, New York. It was and it's changed a lot.
Yeah, the window washing is gone and all that shit's gone.
It's true.
Guys, Windex?
Yeah. You guys should be really, I mean, you know, Manhattan, it's awesome now because all of the raw reality has been sort of
put on an island somewhere where we don't know where it went. What happened to all the weirdos in Times Square? They're like, gone.
That was an amazing thing to come down the fucking FDR, you know, doing 80 miles an hour in your parents' station wagon. With a bunch of shit in the back. And we didn't wear seatbelts back then either, by the way. It was like coming to a whole wild territory. It was fucking amazing. It was amazing. It's not like that anymore. But it's still amazing.
Why are we giving a history lesson? All these people are as old as us.
Are they?
I don't know. Maybe some of them.
I don't think they are, actually. I'll tell you. I don't know if they really are.
It's cool either way.
I don't think they are. I'm sorry for giving you. Am I giving you a history? This is what I do when I drink a little bit. I'm like the boring fucking grandpa, horrible dad guy.